Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm a little slow today. I just switched to Sanka, so...
You're such an idiot.
It's no idea the physical toll the three vasectomies have on a person.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's Argument Wednesday. We've actually got some new jingles for that. Hey, Rob.
Yeah?
I need some new headphones. Would you like me to show you why?
Yeah. But, what did you do to them?
They just cracked open and broke.
Buzz, will you...
Yes.
Hey, we're going to make a little adjustment here.
I can't reach.
And I'm looking for the... I'm looking for the Argument Wednesday jingles.
Here.
Oh, thank you very much.
Try one of mine.
Switch those right here. Busby, come over here for a second.
Thank you.
DJ Busby, ladies and gentlemen.
877-365-3636 if you'd like to get on the air and argue with us. We're going to bring Robert in here, too.
No, we're not.
Thank you. Yeah, we're bringing him in. Yes, we are. Buzz, you always like to do that on Argument.
It is Argument Wednesday. It's my job.
You're contradictory is what you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
And I'm trying to find
Boy, you look weird in different headphones. They're next to each other, I think, on Machine 5. Aren't they right next to each other on Machine 5? The jingles?
I couldn't hear you. Now turn that level down. See, I'm not close to anything over here. I apologize to our listening audience.
All right, we had a
little lower, lower, lower. Very good. Thank you, Busby.
Thank you.
All right.
Can he keep the broken headphones as a token?
Okay, now where was I, Rob? We were going to talk about
finding the jingles.
Where the hell are they? They're hidden here.
How are they hidden?
Where are? I mean, because they're like in the middle, and they should be like next to everything down here. We're going to figure this out.
Argument Wednesday.
I hit them right there where I showed them to you before the show.
I know, Rob, but I mean, what's difficult is when I'm trying to do, like, all the elements that we're supposed to, and they're randomly put on an instant replay, it doesn't work.
But
that's what I was trying to communicate to you the other day. Like, this is here. We have this here.
Argument Wednesday.
We have the closing music here. Too loud, again. We have the Into Spots music here.
Right.
And those are all, like, elements that I play. So, like, jingles and music, this is what I was trying to tell you the other day. If they're on one little row of things, it's much easier. If I have to go and look through
Sanka and Fine.
You're disgusting.
To find, you know, now, is it the Wednesday sing?
Yeah, 19 and 20.
Okay. Does that say anything about Argument on it?
No, but I showed it to you before
I know,
the
but
show.
It's sometimes, showing me one time, that's very difficult to see. So that's what I was trying to find for like 20
minutes.
Too loud again. That was perfect.
It's Argument Wednesday.
I'm in an argumentative mood right now.
It seems like it.
Let's bring Robert the angry mailman in here, okay?
I didn't notice that.
Sorry, well, you know, in the process of, well, you have to have one
I'm
meltdown.
I'm just arguing.
You have to have one meltdown.
Oh, that's true.
And I disagree.
And going into the break, my headphones broke. Then I couldn't find the thing on the machine. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's please welcome Robert the angry mailman.
That should make things better.
Wednesday, Weds sing.
He went to the wrong studio.
The Weds sing.
We're
in a new studio, Robert. That's your microphone
Robert,
over there.
Whatever, boss.
All right, where was I?
What have
Rob,
I
totally
to
lost my place when I was yelling
you really
at
want you. Me to say on the air?
But we're friends again, right?
Rob, I'm not angry with you. I'm not. I just would like to have things better organized in here. I really, really would. Hello, Robert. How are you?
I'm great. How you doing?
Have a seat. Make yourself comfortable.
Nice to see you
guys.
Welcome
to Argument Wednesday.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Would you like to hear our jingle that I just found?
Yeah, go ahead. Play it.
Put your headphones on. Go ahead so you can hear it. Here we go.
Okay. It's Argument Wednesday.
That's not too loud.
How do you like this one?
Argument Wednesday.
That's a little loud.
Argument Wednesday.
Now, what was that? I heard some other music there. What was that?
No, that's the end of the jingle. There's a little piano, dut, dut, dut.
Argument Wednesday.
All right, now, Robert, I know that you have been traveling around the country,
and I know you've the world,
and you've gone to New Zealand and Australia.
Sure.
But before we get your travel log, we have to do what we've been advertising for the last few minutes. It is Argument Wednesday.
I don't really feel like arguing, but I can go from 0 to 60.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. You always do.
I do not like arguing. You guys,
you love to argue.
You always start in on me by starting something, bringing up something that's irritating, or you bring up the racial thing all the time. And
I don't bring it up. It just happens to come up on the show.
Good. Yeah, right.
That's the way it normally works on the show.
Whatever, man. Whatever.
God, I hate these headphones, too.
He's too lazy to argue.
Let's go to our very first caller.
Rob? Keep it up, Rob.
This is Greg in Sacramento. Greg, how are you?
Hey, buddy.
It's an honor, Michael.
Oh, it's an honor.
Mike.
Yeah, Mike, please.
He fixed it.
What's your opinion, Greg? Go ahead.
My opinion? Oh, well, I want to argue that it is your fault that the website's not up and running yet.
All right, I'll take you on. I'm ready for you. I'll take you on right now.
Get in, Mike.
How is it the captain of the ship?
How is it my fault?
How is it your fault? Aren't you surrounded by a highly qualified staff that could just handle something like this?
Excuse me, Greg. First of all, let me make the point that you can go to WJFK.com. You can go to that, click on my head, my oversized head, and you can actually, I don't want to, Rob, there's no laughing during Argument Wednesday.
Sorry. I just love clicking on you.
I want to make sure that you know that there is a place you can go for all the internet information you require right now. The MikeO'MaraShow.com website is a simple improvement on that, and I had a meeting about that today at 1:30, right after the biker accident.
God bless you.
Thank you.
I'm waiting for Beth.
He gives up so easily.
I win. He said, "God bless you."
You dick.
No, he's gone now.
He gave up so quickly.
Yes, he did. Let's go to
your fault.
Todd in Manassas. You're on the show. Hi, Todd.
Hello. How's it going?
It's going beautifully. What can we do for you, Todd?
The Washington Redskins will not win the Super Bowl this year.
Well, that's,
there's no way.
God, I mean, it's hard to argue that. You know,
I decline that.
One of the things I was saying is we want to make Argument Wednesday just a little bit more real.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You don't think the Redskins are going to win, do you, Robert?
Yeah, they're going to win.
See, nobody believes that. You can't find anybody to argue
even,
with you.
I can't even lie.
Sorry, Todd. It's got to be a better subject. Let's go to
at least realistic.
Matt in Fartonburg, South Carolina.
Fartonburg.
Matt, see, that's the joke, Robert.
The
Thank
play
you.
On words.
Matt, you're on the air. What can we do for you?
Hi, Mike.
How are you?
I am of the opinion that baseball is an awesome sport. It's full of action, it's fast-paced, and no other sport can beat baseball.
Would you like to argue with one of the non-sports people on the panel?
I think
I'm picking this bone with you, buddy.
And Buzz, you don't like sports, and baseball's included, right?
I think baseball especially is boring and slow.
Yes.
It's easy to lose interest.
Yes. Let's tag team.
How can you say that?
No tag teaming, Robert. We go individual arguments here.
Why not? Why can't we all
Because it's Argument Wednesday, and I'm making the rules.
Why can't we bend the rules?
And I just noticed your Crocodile Dundee hat.
On top of his headphones.
On top of your headphones.
I've been in the Outback, buddy.
All right, let Buzz take this one. Buzz's argument.
I said, yes, what?
Well, I'm letting you know that baseball, you can't have a more exciting sport when you have three people on base and there's a batter and two strikes.
Any game that has a stretch in it is too long.
Oh, listen, you need that stretch.
I'm sorry, Matt. Buzz has already defeated you.
I won that.
Couldn't even get out of the gate. Let's go to Johnny. Johnny in Annapolis, you're on Argument Wednesday. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
It's going great. What can we do for you today?
Well, my argument is I think it was a big mistake bringing back Beth Ann.
Oh, okay. I'm prepared to argue that. I think it was a great idea bringing back Beth Ann.
I got two good reasons to bring her back. Honk, honk.
Thank you, Robert. You just can't stand it, can you?
Can't stand what?
This is individuals arguing. When it's your turn, I said I will take this one.
How are you going to take it when I can just easily take it?
Then you take it. You want to take it?
Go ahead,
Mr. Greedy.
You got it.
You go ahead, Mr. Greedy. Pain in the ass.
I just made a flippant comment.
A flippant comment?
A flippant. Go ahead. It's on you.
All right. Very good.
Boss.
Oh, look, he's gone now. You made him hang up.
So Mike wins.
That's your fault.
We win.
Oh, it's we now.
Let's go.
White man.
Team.
I love Argument Wednesday.
Let's
go to Dave in Gaithersburg. Dave, you're on the Mike O'Mara show.
Hey, Mike. I just think you guys should slow down touting the number 9 rating in the podcast because your station signal sucks.
Well, that's why we do so well on the podcast.
Well, hold on. This is Argument Wednesday. Okay. Who's going to take him on?
Oh, I see.
Robert, would you like to take this guy on?
No, because I don't know nothing about no dig on that.
Rob, do you know about the signal and all that?
Sure, bring it on.
All right, go ahead. Dave, start again.
Rob, I just think you guys primarily should be a radio station with a strong radio signal.
We have a magnificent signal.
Especially,
listen
you're
to
the
me.
Station
have you
that
seen
that
the?
Get
no,
when
no.
My garage door is closed. The only FM station I can't get with the garage door closed.
What about all the FM stations in California? You don't get.
I'm in Gaithersburg, Maryland.
There is a magnificent tall metal structure at the intersection of Route 66, 495, and 50, and atop it is our mighty tower, and electricity shoots from it and lands in your radio. And
I'm just saying
you need a better radio
engine that you have running your station up there.
We cover
and go
all
with the
of Fairfax
current solution as offered by
we cover all of Manassas
or whoever did it.
And we cover much of Gaithersburg. Where are you in Gaithersburg?
Gaithersburg, right by the Montgomery County Airport.
What street?
Shady.
Yeah, that's our pocket right there.
Mm-hmm. Rob Spiewak, I'm sorry.
Winner.
Get off the metro.
Dave, I have to tell you that Rob has summarily defeated you.
Well, Rob is I'm outmatched and outwitted.
Yes, of course.
True enough.
Yes,
get a better radio.
Bully. Bully to this distinguished gentleman
and
from Virginia.
And Harum.
Get one of those house antennas like Mike had.
That was the power antenna, Robert.
It turns your whole house into
an
antenna.
I stand by the power antenna.
I'm sure you do.
Let's go to Dave. Dave, somewhere on the Beltway. Dave, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Too close. Mr. Robert, Black Rob, I'd like to take issue with you.
What did I
you
do?
Have a new name.
I love everybody of all colors, but black people don't know how to drive.
All right, go ahead. You want to take this one on, Robert?
I guess I have to, don't I?
All right, very good. This is Dave against Robert.
Black Rob.
Go ahead, Black Rob. Go
black
ahead, Dave.
Men don't get a chance to show how good they drive because they're usually pulled over.
Don't you blaspheme in here. Don't you blaspheme in here.
No, I hate that. God.
No, I think it's because you eat fried chicken and try to grab the steering wheel. It's too slippery for you.
Now, see, you must be at the station because I was eating a chicken leg earlier, and one of the big old dukes tried to make a – but black people are great drivers. Our taillights are out sometimes. Our insurance is not paid. Mm-hmm. But I'm an excellent driver. I have two wonderful cars. Nobody bothers me. You're a great driver. We're not yellow. Our eyes are not slanted. We do drive very well. We are not Chinese people.
All I hear is excuses.
What excuse do you hear?
Why are you getting so defensive?
Look, white people cause all the accidents on the planet. You're demons. You're demons. You go to hell. Black people are great drivers. Leave us alone. Stop pulling us over. Stop shooting me.
Time is up. Time is up.
Thank you.
Dave.
Thank you.
I can't keep this up anymore.
Dave, that was a wonderful argument.
Then
that was
for who?
It was well.
I won.
No. Now wait. Both the Robert.
Black
control.
Rob.
Dave, control. When an argument is a draw.
Why has it got to be a draw?
This is the person that comes in to tell you.
Peace be with you.
Oh, the Pope decides?
Yes, the Pope.
That's incredible.
No, actually, Dave, for you, I got to give it to Robert the Angry Mailman.
And he doesn't want to, so yes. I really did win.
Because really all it was, and this is not good on Argument Wednesday, all it was just a bunch of shouting, and Mr. Burbank doesn't like it when it's just a shouting
makes
argument.
Makes my head hurt.
All right?
I like it.
Buzz. Is that all it takes?
Let's go to our next caller on Argument Wednesday. Caller, who would you like to argue with? This caller is from Tartson's Corner.
I like to argue with the monkey.
Oh, dear. Oh. Now, Tom, if you're going to play on Argument
play
Wednesday,
right.
Hold on.
What is he talking about?
If he's going to play, he's got to show some respect to people around
right.
here.
Okay.
Who would you like to argue with?
Robert.
Robert the angry mailman.
So you equate me with the monkey? You retarded asshat.
Now, come on now.
Lick on the wall and see what's for dinner for the next 3 weeks,
Watch
Dick.
It. Hey,
retard.
Watch it.
What do you want to argue, that the retarded should have driving privileges?
No, you don't have driving privileges.
No.
I saw what you did this morning. You ran into another mail truck.
Oh, hold up. Don't start rumors like that, buddy. Dude,
all right, ladies and gentlemen. Tom Gavin.
No.
Tom Gavin has won the argument. He is gone. I am so sorry. He got you. He stopped you in your tracks. He went to the nerve. He went to the nerve and you couldn't say anything.
But it has to be true. He just can't make innuendo.
It doesn't have to be true in an argument. You ever listen to Bill O'Reilly?
Okay, yeah. Okay.
For the love of God.
Besides, it was a motorcycle.
You should have seen Robert as soon as he mentioned the
Yeah, look.
Hit another man.
I'm on shaky ground. I'm like a polar bear in the North Pole right now. You know, calm down with the talk of me hitting somebody.
Let's go to Rob in Hoodbridge. Rob, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes, I'd like to talk about illegal immigration in the United States.
Okay, I'm ready for this one. Go ahead.
Okay, Mike, I don't understand why we have so many illegal immigrants and nobody will do anything about it. Why can we not do something on the borders to keep them from coming in? Why are we not kicking them out?
Why are we not kicking? I'll tell you something. I was an immigrant. I'm the son of immigrants. My father was the son of immigrants. Everybody in this country, son of immigrants. We have come down.
Not all of us.
Not all. Some of us were enslaved. You're absolutely right, Robert. Rob, do we have the patriotic music? You have it over there.
Oh, I do. Where is it?
No. Hold on, hold on. Wait, I haven't finished my point yet.
Check your program guide.
It's a technical timeout, ladies and gentlemen,
because this is important.
Patriotic music.
Rob's showing me where the
music
is.
We're all here because we want to be here.
1,000, 2,000, 1,000, because it's easy to find.
As soon as he finds
it. I never said it was easy to find.
Native Americans.
I'm losing my motivation here.
I know you are, but this is really not fair.
Native Americans tried to kick the white man out, and they lost.
All right, there we go. Is that what it is? Okay, what did you say again, Randy? Can we start all over, please?
This is Rob, so let's not get that incorrect.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, let's keep it right.
Yeah. Illegal immigration, how do we keep them out? Why are we not keeping them out? Mm. Can we please get these people out of here?
Rob, I'd like to point something out to you. There's this little thing that you see when you come into New York Harbor. That is the Statue of Liberty. That is something that all of the forefathers and ancestors that came to this country, our fathers,
legally,
our ancestors,
legally.
All of these people came to this country, and America is the melting pot. It is the land of freedom. And there's nothing I do not have a bone to pick with people that are trying to improve their station in life. Now, you might say legally, illegally, but the fact is, all of these people, whether illegal or legal, are chasing the American dream. They are trying to make a better life for their families, for their friends, and for everybody that surrounds them. The fact of the matter is, this is the United States of America. And Mr. Rob, spelled with one B, we do not turn our backs on anybody in this nation. We build them up. We lift them up. We try to give them a better life. And if you cannot accept people as your forefathers were accepted, I say good day to you, sir. Good day.
Go back to Africa.
Yeah. Thank you. Winner. Thank you very much.
An excellent job.
I can't argue now. I have a tear in my eye.
Thank you very much.
And
boy,
no music.
I was very, very satisfied.
Yeah.
We finally found it.
Yeah, it is. Hey, Rob, the angry mailman.
Yeah.
Why are you such a... you sound like a black Sylvester.
A black what?
I believe the good man from Sleesburg. He said a black Sylvester.
Like the cartoon?
Sylvester the cat.
But like the cat.
Oh.
The cartoon.
You're the one's most mouthiest guest that they've ever had.
Mouthiest guest?
Yeah.
So what's your argument?
I believe the argument would be Adam is saying that you
why
sound...
Why are you on the air?
I'm terrible.
Why am I on the air?
Adam?
Yeah. Yes.
First rule of Argument Wednesday, when we're trying to moderate, you don't interrupt. Good day to you, sir. I said good day.
Call back on Impoliteness Thursday.
Let's go to Steve on Route 66. Steve, you're on the Mike O'Mara show. Robert?
Hey, Robert the Angry Mailman is a parasite. He jumps from show to show to show to show all over WJFK. I didn't like him when he was on your old show. I don't like him now. I would prefer to have Dennis Murphy back over Robert the Angry Mailman.
All right, who will be taking this one? Who will be taking this?
I think I'll handle this one.
Robert the Angry Mailman, go ahead.
I call in once in a while. Mike has graciously, and I really have to appreciate his camaraderie and his love and his affection, has asked me to continue to come on the show. Therefore, I'm here by request of the man in charge, so go F yourself.
Just like Mike accidentally started the motorcycle when he was pulling it off.
I don't think so.
You're entitled to make a mistake.
But you love me. You love to hate me. I'm here for a reason.
I'd like to hear a response to that, Steve. You do. You love to hate him, don't you?
You know, maybe it is a love to hate, but it's the annoying. Keep the teeth in. Maybe that might help.
They all love to hate you.
Yeah,
I give that one to Robert the Angry Mailman.
Thank you.
We have to take a break. I don't even know where we are on this show. I'm so confused.
I have
an
astronaut ice cream headache.
My head is spinning.
Can I get some of that ice cream?
Yeah, I think it's in the back room.
Okay. Thank you.
Go ahead. You can go get it right now.
He's going ice cream.
Yeah. You can come back for a little bit. There he goes. Robert the Angry Mailman. There he goes, shaking his head at me.
I love the way he wears that hat.
Yeah, it's us. The second buzz of the afternoon and maybe a little bit more Argument Wednesday. Also coming up on the show, an insect reptile cobra guy. Rob Roy McInnes from South Florida. He sells things that can kill you. That'll be coming up later on the show, and we'll be back with more right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Adam from Sleesburg, Virginia. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Great town.